Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walk like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Welcome to a special edition of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news, and one of the reasons why I'm going to say it's a special edition is because it is. And before I do anything else, I know I'll be going to the 216703, the 440 area code 381, and the 216253 much sooner than expected. But before I do anything, I want to give like three quick disclaimers before I do anything so that people will know what's going on. Number one, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can stay silent. And you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind after that, you can press 1 or call back. You don't have to hang up at all. But I do want to get to all of my phone callers. And why am I, like, thankful so much? Like I say, it's a special program. As I'm looking here at some of the people who have decided to call in, I am going to say that also I'm looking at a 478 area code. And for right now, I'm thankful. I have a lot of different reasons to be thankful, but I do want to stop and say that, number one, our prayers go out to Bill Silver, B, in the mix. Our prayers go out to him because his mother passed over the weekend. And regardless of what anybody thinks here or there, I have to give credit where credit is due. He was a mentor to myself many years ago in the entertainment part of the East Cleveland Love Fest, along with JB's Rollers. Definitely Joy, she was there, and I always appreciate the time that he took to make sure that I did things right. So I want to definitely give a shout out to him as well. What I'm going to do is also say that we lost Judge Pauline Tarver. She was 63 years young. She served this 8-year term as judge and was about to run again. She was running for Judge Sawinski's seat. She also served like over a decade executive committee of the Cleveland NAACP. I remember her working in a case with a black-on-black crime member by the name of Brother Lloyd. People were looking to possibly put him away, and she maintained, and he's still with his family to this day. So much love to that particular memory. And then, of course, 104 years young, Judge Merrill Jean Capers, who was the oldest on-air commentator. She was on the Art McCoy University Common Sense radio show up until the age of 103 years old. January of the past year, we have a special tribute coming up for her soon, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. It's not all about just me and my loud mouth. No, it's not. I'm going to go to the first person who called in, 216-703, 216-703. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. I was calling in to the show on this Monday night because this is the best radio show that ever supported Black House Sound. So I want everybody to know that when it comes to Cleveland, Ohio, and what goes on in Cleveland, Ohio, a lot of things is discussed on this station. Also, I want people to know, tomorrow at the Chandler Building, if you get on the 28, it'll drop you right off in front of the Chandler Building. We will be shooting a video of Dreams, and I'm not talking about dreaming. I'm making money, hey. I'm talking about a brand new song. Come and check out the video shoot if you want to be involved in it. Other than that, this Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I know you will discuss matters of brutality and politicians muscling people down in this city, and you always talk about that heavily. So I just wanted to call in because I am a supporter. Blackout Sound, your legacy, and I'm out. Thank you.
Thank you, Peace. And as we go from there, I just want to say I thank you very much for calling that one in. As I look at who's on the phone line before I go on, let's get the phone callers out the way because that's what's making this show today. So when I said it earlier, I meant it. We did have a 440-381 caller. So 440, you're on live. How you doing this evening?
Good evening, Brother Al Porter. This is Pastor Wiggins at the Friends Fellowship Bible Church. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And what is the name of the church again?
Friends Fellowship Bible Church. We just relocated to the Chandler Building at 17822 Euclid Avenue. We just relocated to the Chandler Building. And we're on the second floor, Suite 2190. And we will be kicking off resuming our program of Friday night open mic, which some of you have been a part of. So we're planning for August 25th to be beginning back that Friday night with the open mic at our Korean Fellowship Bible Church at our new location in Chandler Park, suite number 2190. We're looking forward to getting together and sharing some live music and some poetry and whatever else we can share, dance and rap, whatever we can share that's positive, and always keeping it positive. Keep it clean and keep it lean.
Appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, before we go on, what causes you to be progressive? Because there are a lot of times that in our inner cities, even the surrounding suburbs have gotten real bad as of late. And the first thing people say is, I wish the church was involved. I wish there was this, that, and the other involved. What causes you to want to be progressive and reach out to the community? An open mic night is not something that you hear a lot of pastors put out there.
Well, you know, it's got to be another way to reach people where they are. And I think through the arts and through music and through poetry, through rap, whatever it is, we can appease the hearts and minds of people to let them know that we are still concerned about the total man, not just man in spiritual, but the physical, the mental, the emotional, the physical, the total concept of who and what man is. So we have to be able to reach out to our brothers and where they are and hopefully try to lead them to where it is that God really wants them to be, and that's on a spiritual level and higher level. So whatever means necessary, as Malcolm X would say, within reason, whatever means necessary, we would do out and reach out and support our brothers and our sisters to build up our brothers and our sisters. So that's what it's all about.
Then I thank you again. And if you could tell people where your church service, where the church service for the people is, what day they can come for themselves for fellowship, as well as the open mic, we will appreciate it.
Yeah, we are, again, located, just recently located in the Chandler Park building. Let me get that address correct there. 17825, I believe, Chandler Park, Euclid Avenue. Euclid Avenue in the old Parker Hannifin building, which is where we are now on the second floor, room 2190. We have Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. every Sunday. We're inviting everyone to come out to share with us. And again, August 25th, we're going to begin back with our open mic program. So positive music, rap, poetry, dance, whatever it is, it's positive. We want you to come and be a part of that open mic, and we're going to be getting information out. Thank Brother Porter for being able to give us this opportunity to share that. And we hope to be able to get information out to disperse to our community about what we're trying to do on a positive note here in our new location at Chandler Park, in that Chandler Park location. Friends Fellowship Bible.
We appreciate it.
Pastor Wiggins. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Oh, yes, definitely feel free to hold the line, because I think you'll like a couple of other things that we get into. I want to give an infamous shout out to DNA Alex. Did you call my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio show? Somebody who knows Brother DNA will probably call him and say, hey, Alex, you can get that 646-478-0944 phone number and call in there for yourself and let people know what's going on. Before I go to that 478, this is phone number. Before I go to 478-361, I'm going to go real quick to the 216-253. How you doing out there?
Hi, Mr. Porter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm running around as usual, going across the Superior right now. But I did want to give y'all a shout out, let y'all know that I am honored to be a part of y'all organization, and I am very excited to be part of it and support y'all. And my condolences to Silver B for the loss of his mother. And y'all just keep doing what y'all are doing. I've been part of the Joe legacy since he was born. So and I've seen him come from doing worldly stuff to now he's singing for God, and that's what it's all about. Encouraging the young people to follow what's right in life, to make right decisions and have a heart and compassion for your fellow person, you know. It's just so dry and sad out here, and it's no love and compassion, you know. But when you do find, you got to hold on to it and let it blossom and you know, become a beautiful flower as it can do. Because I've seen it happen with the Black House Sound. They have came a long way. And that go for Endo, Dubsack, Joe Lexi, and you too, Mr. Porter. I am honored to know all of y'all. And y'all continue doing what y'all are doing. And God bless all y'all.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that. I appreciate it more than you realize. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too. You too. And as she goes on hold, before I go to the 478-361, well, that is a long-distance phone call. I wonder if it's one of those bill collectors that's caught up with me from way out of town. I'm going to 478, area code 361. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm calling from Georgia, and I am just
what?
So proud of Joy. He has really changed. I've seen the video, and I think it is wonderful. And I pray that God will keep blessing him and move him up a little higher. And I pray that he will stay and work in the community and help other people that need to come up on that ladder with him. I am just so proud, and family means the world to me.
Amen to that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, what is life like down there in Georgia right now? What part are you in?
I'm in Macon, Georgia, and it's
okay. Hot,
but it's,
got you.
It's nice. I've been to Cleveland twice, and I love Cleveland. I have family up there, and that's why I'm saying that family just means the world to me. We need to come together, not just when death, but come together on happy occasion. And like I say, I am just so proud of him. And I pray and hope that God will just keep him in the hollow of his hand and keep him going up, 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 because the sky is the limit.
Amen.
And I thank you so much that I get your line. And I
thank you so much. Please do always feel free. As a matter of fact, if you hold a line, I think I can get something else on there from Joe as well, and I'm glad that you were able to check out the video on Joseph Motley Jr.,
yes.
The page of, I'm glad you were on YouTube or Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. It's been a pleasure to work with him and to see the progress and the messages from Black House Sound. So we just appreciate that. Thank you for that phone call.
And I hope God continue to bless you all, and you all be safe. And I'm out of here for later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace. And as she holds the line, look, I'm planning on getting to 216-450 or 216-754, 216-820, 216-331, or 216-727. I'm going to do it like this, as fast and in a hurry as I can. One of the reasons why I'm doing this particular phone call is because I'm live at Black House Sounds right now at the studio. How did I end up at the studio? Because man in the street this evening almost didn't happen. I'm going to tell you how the Creator works things out. Hey, there's no limit to what the Lord will do. 3 weeks ago, we had planned on moving. Now, man in the street on the side, all of that. I was going to move. I had a house set up. Looking forward to it with Mama Porter, everything like that. Down to go. Right. What happened exactly was out of nowhere, people came through, looked, and they said, hey, there's black mold there. You need to go on and get out. For those who don't know, if the health department looks and sees black mold, they tell you immediately, you cannot take your furniture and other things with you. They just tell you that. So while living kind of low on the totem pole and everything, Creator worked it out to where we went on the move, had some certain things set up. didn't plan on having a radio program this evening. Black House Sounds reached up and they said, wait a minute, that's not how the brothers do each other. There's some fallen soldiers, some people, some legends you need to say peace to. There's what we do in the community, and you're not going out like that. And I just want to thank the mentality of Black House Sounds. That's why I say it's one of those special shows, because I can give a testimony to these guys working on things, putting out professional videos, performing in excellent places. Only group that I know that has large enough space for ample open mic night, working on a film and reaching out into the community. That's what it's all about, basically speaking. So with that being said, I'm going to check out what's going on with that 216-450. What's on your mind this evening?
What's poppin', Mr.
Doing excellent. What about you?
Man, I'm cooling, man. You know I'm cooling. Trying to stay out the way, man. Work hard, man. But no, I was calling because, you know, just give a shout-out to Black House Sounds, Joe Legacy, you know, shout out to y'all and all y'all work. Y'all doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And I'm going out to general. I'm Joe. I'm Joseph Miley, Junior little brother, Nigel.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, you know, call, let my voice be heard, you know, let the world know. I am working on some music. I am coming with some music.
Okay.
I want to have it out by December. It's gonna be called. I waited so long for this moment. So, I'm putting a lot of hard work into it, and you know, I'm trying to get it out here. And like you had said, we got a movie coming. So y'all just be on the lookout. We're working.
I feel you, man. How can people continue to follow your movement?
They can follow me on Facebook. My name Nigel Miley. Instagram, they call me. What was my Instagram? Big Cushy. That's my Instagram. And then I got another Instagram. It's the one they slept on, the_one_they_slept_on. And, you know, hit me up. Keep it moving.
We're going to keep it moving like that. We're going to follow your movement. I look forward to hearing your music and playing your music on this program and some others as well. So appreciate you.
All right.
No problem. Hey, as my brother holds the line, this brother walked in, not only showed his lyrical skill, but he started adding into the film immediately when, you know, I met him. When I first met him, I knew he was a dangerous lyricist and was nice. But then when I got that reacquaintance with the brother, he steps into the studio, starts adding in bits and pieces for a film. I got much respect for that brother. Let's see what's going on, because the phone lines are jumping off the hook. Creator, hey, I just thank the creator for that. 216-754, how you doing out there?
Mr. Porter, I am doing quite well. We can thank God, Mr. Brother Porter. And I was not aware of black mold. I didn't know anything about it. So I just assumed somebody was painting the black. I didn't understand it. No wonder I was coughing. It was killing us. And we didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So we can just thank the Almighty God for protecting us. And we can also thank our friends, the kids. We've known them for over 20 or more years. Because God used them, and they got everything. They said, since you serve the public, and since I serve the public, and all of that, and we've been doing it for years, then until that is why they furnished everything that we needed. And we can thank God for white suburbs, because they stuck with us. Until the end.
Yeah, they did.
And I'm very thankful, very grateful. And also, I'm grateful for all of the friends that you have made. And I'm thankful to you because you did the packing and everything else, because most of the poor was not aware that she had become a senior citizen. and couldn't do everything I used to do. So now I know that that little old lady looking back at me in the mirror, that happens to be me. So take care and thank you, son, for everything. I'm very proud of you. And thank Black House son, because they are good.
Hey, that's what happens when you're in the studio for Black House Sound. Joseph Motley Jr., the founder, wanted to send out his love to you, Mother Porter.
Well, thank you, and I thank the world of Joseph Motley Jr. and Odell Sack and Black House Sound, because, yes, for the Mother's Day program, you all did a professional job at Pastor Thompson's church. I was very proud of you.
Thank you so much. May the Creator continue to bless you, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I continue. Oh, yes. And are you sure the senior citizen finally worked out how to operate the smartphone?
Hey, the world's in trouble now. Keep going. Then thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, and as I go to move down the line, before I get to 216-820-216-331, 216-213, I do want to let people know that this Sunday at 3:15 p.m., what we will be doing is getting together 2380 Quincy, between Quincy as well as Cedar, East 40th, Judge Gene Merle Capers House. We will march down to the Art McCoy University radio show. We will let anybody who's in with the march and knows of Judge Gene Merle Capers come on in, say something on the air. As a matter of fact, call and post newspaper. I do believe a new one goes on sale, if not Wednesday, then late tomorrow. You can feel free to pick up a Call and Post newspaper. Excellent article written about Judge Gene Merle Capers being on air on the Art McCoy University radio show, which is on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's at WERE 1490 AM. You can also check out the Sheriff Kilroy Facebook page. You mentioned Joseph Motley Jr.'s page earlier, Champagne Bang. That's a great page on Facebook as well. Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook, or blackonblackcleveland.com. And as I move on down, let's go to this 216-820. You have been waiting for far too long. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing fine and very well there, Mr. Porter. This Endo Dub set. You know what I'm saying? CEO, president of Black House Sound. You know what I mean? Just kept calling in to remind everybody that, hey, Black House Sound is on the move. You done heard it previously from the other callers and listeners that have been listening. You know that, hey, we on the move and we got a lot of things coming. You know what I'm saying? We got a new video coming up that will be shot tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? For more information, you know what I'm saying? You will be, you can contact my brother Joseph Motley as well as the sheriff, you know what I'm saying, if you for more info on that. But other than that, you know what I mean, one of the main reasons why I'm calling is, you know what I'm saying, is the news that what I've heard today, you know what I'm saying. And I just want to, you know what I'm saying, let it be known to the world that, you know what I'm saying, and this is no fake stuff coming from me. This is real stuff, you know what I'm saying? So to every ball, the hecklers out there that's, you know what I mean, that still think it's stupid and being stupid and stuff, it's time to be real, okay? I'm calling in for real, to pay homage to a certain family member of someone that I made amends with, you know what I mean? And that person happens to be a Silver B, you know what I mean? Who I just found out today, who had lost his mom over the weekend. So, you know what I mean? My thoughts and prayers go out to him as well as everyone else in the Richards family. And I just want to let everyone else know, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, if there's someone in your household
that's real close to you, I don't care who it is, please tell them that you love them, because tomorrow is not promised to no one.
Amen to that. And I want to just say I appreciate that very much, and I respect you and the position with the company, because that's why we're going places, because Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. Thank you, brother.
You got that right. You know what I'm saying? And much love to the founder, Joe Legacy, a.k.a. Joseph Motley Jr. And everyone, please go to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., and check out that No Limit What the Lord Will Do, because I'll tell you right now, that is something powerful that's a very impact on a lot of us. And I'm telling you, it will impact you. And if you say that it don't, then you're just lying to yourself. So bottom line, go to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., and check out No Limit What the Lord Will Do, please.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that. May you definitely hold the line, brother.
You know I will. Endo Dub, and I'm out. One love.
One love. You know something, before I go to the 216-331 phone number, I want to definitely thank those who came out to help move us. It's glad when you had the BMA, Black Man's Army, members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, who came out and said, nah, you ain't got to move like that just out in the streets by yourselves. I appreciate them. I also want to thank another artist who came out, a brother by the name of Razul. Usually, I'm like, man, you never make it to anything, any events that we have going on. But he made it out there in the middle of his job with his truck, threw some things up there. And then I have to, they say every king needs a queen. I have to thank Queen D. Woods. Danielle, you coming out there, helping out like you did and backing me up. I am glad to have you as that better half. With that going on, we going down to 216-331. You've been waiting for a long time. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
Okay. What's happening with you?
Nothing. Just chilling. This is Silver B, right?
We know. But it is. Hold on. I know who's calling, so I want to get this right. Give me just a few seconds. I want to know my post. We're presenting the number one champion when it comes to phone callers, the man who's bringing that truth down the aisle, the man who's holding the tag team and the triple team, as well as the solo world heavyweight title of lyrics, the man who's the main star of the open mic night, as well as the hip-hop workshop, LBBBBBBB. What's going on, fam?
What's going on?
Tell us a little something about yourself, man. Who are you? I want the world to know about you, man.
I'm a man of God who used music to stay in relationship with God because he loves music.
Man, I'm going to ask you a question because I want people to realize, to me, I feel like one of the hardest jobs is to be a spiritual artist or somebody giving a conscious message, you know, over and over again. What would you tell people what would you tell another artist coming out who says, man, it's hard, people attack me, this, that, and the other? How have you been able to overcome to a point that when people come through, they mention your name, and it's like a lot of pride, and they're like, how can we get this guy to perform here and there? You know, give us what works for you motivation-wise, man.
Well, honestly, what works for me motivation-wise is the hatred, honestly, because, like, I feel when people say that you good, keep doing what you're doing, that's saying stay at the level you at and keep doing what you're doing. But when people, I'm the type of person that I like constructive criticism more and hatred more, because when people tell me that I suck or something like that, that encourages me to prove them wrong. I know you heard Drake say he started from the bottom. Well, honestly, I did start from the bottom because I honestly look back at my old music and like I can't believe that my mother and my father would actually look at me and say it sounded good.
Man, that's deep, brother. But man, we appreciate you calling in and saying that, and I'm going to ask you, how can other people like follow your movement the same way we do?
Well, they can follow my movement by helping to encourage those who aren't yet saved, who don't really know where they're at in life. That's kind of what my goal is to do. I remember I came to the open mic at Motley's church, and I said that I was kind of on vacation. Because I said that because I was in a place full of people who already had a relationship with God. Therefore, I felt I wasn't doing my job. I'm not saying I was doing something wrong, but I'm saying I feel my goal is to help encourage those who don't have a relationship with God, who need guidance. And one of my songs, I said, we as Christians need to increase the stable instead of feeding words to the same old table.
Real.
Yeah, that's the real lyrics right there. So whatever movement you have, whenever you're out there, we're going to do everything we can to continue to back you up, because I feel like if they haven't heard your music, they haven't heard real hip-hop, because that's what you do. You bring forth that message, the truth, lyrics, and what's needed. So I just want to say I thank you for at least stomping on the haters, man.
Thank you, too. Thank you for having those open mics and events to give a brother some free time to practice.
It ain't no problem. Hey, it's all going to continue, and we definitely look forward to having you at more events. Thank you very much. Once again, you all have been listening to the world heavyweight champion of lyrics, LBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB
give a little prayer to Silver B. I heard he lost his mother.
Please do that.
That's an example for everyone out there that still got their mother to appreciate her while you can, because she won't always be there. Give her hugs and kisses while you can. That's what my mother always tells me.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes. And like I can say right now, this is like a motivating show right here. And I'm going to another phone caller who's on the line at that 216213. How you doing out there? 216213? Because you might have just called to listen, and I appreciate that, because what you could have done is done not follow the third rule, which is you could have just, like, hung up. But instead, you held a line. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Sometimes I don't get a chance to do this. I'm going to have some fun. For those people who called in, I'm sending out this particular mix. No, I'm not a DJ. I just play one on my playtime. So with that being said, let me play some of my favorite songs, a couple minutes from each of them, till another phone caller calls in, because we just set some sort of history for phone callers in one night to this program. So with that being said, let's start out with a mix of some Black House Sound.
Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's really been conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot. In the past, they'll take you out.
Remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa. They can't starve me.
So why is all this hating, all this irony?
What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B?
Martin Luther King died because of earning.
My ancestors speaking to me through a journey.
Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Harriet Tubman through the winter.
We talk against each other, close set up.
Holding shackles in the chain, never let up.
Through all our mistakes, we still get up.
Get up.
You can show me amazing things, but can you show me
trust?
If life was really good, you would be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to
us?
I recall episodes,
you remember the rules.
I never thought my lifetime I'd see a truth. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. What they do, you never heard.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the conditions. Big business. Now today,
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today,
if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language. And all I closed out and gave you Jesus and took you over.
Like
the pyramids in Egypt, a newer order.
If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us.
Fox said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africans come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie. I ain't listen.
No matter what they
say, they never hurt me.
Hey, this particular break in the music, it's time for a word from our sponsor. So with that being said, I'm going to go back and see, why did this other phone line chime in from 216703? 216703, what's going on out there?
Make real clean music. We do this. And yo, check this out. The reason I was calling in because when it comes to the open mic on the 25th at that time, the building, we really need y'all to come out and showcase your talent. It's very important. If you're a local artist in Cleveland, you're listening in the Cleveland area. I take advantage of that because it makes nothing but sense. Other than that, I had to break through to let y'all know about the movement when it comes to this video tomorrow. We need people to come to the challenge building once again, 6 o'clock, you know, and check out this video. Come
okay.
See yourselves while they're there. You know, it's a fun event. Excellent. Event, so come on up. Other than that, once again, Black Song, make real clean music. If you can go to their website, Joseph that's being pre-recorded. What that means is we're letting you hear now what we're doing before we even do it. Now, most people might say, hey, you're making a mistake with that. But if y'all listen to our music going out, I don't think I'm making a mistake at all. So, I keep it real. I make real music. And once again, on the 25th of this month, the Chandler building, you can get on the 28th. It will drop you off literally right, not right in front of the building, but right there at the corner. It's a fence. You walk through the gate, you go in the big building. It's the old Cleveland Clinic. You go to the second floor, and that's where the open mic.
Okay.
So come out, check us out. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Thank you.
All right. So basically speaking, what we've said real quick is that tomorrow, 6 p.m., 17325, the Chandler Building, 28, we'll let you off right there. Factory style building, used to be the Cleveland Clinic Building. Before Cleveland Clinic Building, it was Parker Hannafin. And you'll just come through to the second floor. You can feel free after 6 p.m. You can call 216-804-7462, 216-804-7462, probably between 6 to 6:15 for the setup time. You'll be able to know what's going on. The video will be there, and soon, very soon, the open mic night. As a matter of fact, since a lot of people did make requests and stuff like that, I should get up off myself and play certain tracks that feature things from Black House Sounds, who makes real Cleveland music. So with that being said, let's see how much I can play in a little bit of time that's left here. I just want to say I thank you all for tuning in. And one of those things, I may not be, quote unquote, a professional DJ, but I'm learning how to be one. Why? Because all I need is excellent music. And that's what you're about to hear.
Miss Blackwell. Open your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Open your right. Take hold of your life. Your life. Open your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on, hope for your right. Take hold of your life.
Maple Heights Mayor, what's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey,
governor.
He blamed Yokes,
auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a black queen. Annette M. Blackwell stepped on the scene. Annette M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. Annette M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on, hope for your right. Take hold of your life, your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living, commercial property, tax analyst, so you know, she knows her business, Maple Heights residents, what will you do, and then in Blackwell, asked to serve you, vote for real change on September 8th, and then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor, urgent issue, senior, city service, economic development, community reinvestment,
Blackwell for Mayor,
and Outlook.com.
A-N-N-G-E-T-E-L-O-A-K-W-E-L-O,
number 4, Mayor.
true meaning, ain't no love in that. These politicians don't care, man, they serve you debt. And if you ain't really thinking, they gon' serve you that.
That particular song. Black House Sound. From the Black House Sounds present Sheriff Kilroy. And that I ain't listening. That track we played earlier was from Cleveland Conscious Rap, brainchild of Joseph Motley Jr. Endo Dubsack, that's from Cleveland Conscious Rap, Volume 2. So now I'm going to see what's going on with 216703. 216703, what's happening?
How you doing there, Mr. Porter? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing so great, man. I just heard that dope track, man. That was the world premiere right there. Because I'm in Black House, and I ain't even heard that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love that song. I never heard
okay,
that song. I'm
okay.
Like, I'm up here listening to it like, oh, my goodness. Like, this is a hit. Like, what is going on? But
wow.
I just wanted to say, just in case people did not know, this is Mr. Hurricane Bang from Black House Sound. How everybody doing out there in America?
Good, good, good. Excellent, brother. What's happening, fam?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. You know, I just wanted to call in and give everybody a brief of what's going on. And as y'all already see, Black House Sound is on the move, and we're going to continue to move. You just heard beautiful music from the Sheriff, Kilroy.
Right, right.
You just heard Joseph Motley Jr., Endo Dub,
right,
and Hurricane Bang. And for y'all that don't know, me and Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., we got a new song on YouTube right now. It's called What You Mad At.
It's
been out for about maybe not even a month now. We got almost 200 views on there, and it's doing real good, doing real successful, and we are going to have a video for that, so y'all stay tuned with a cameo with Mr. Porter, the man in the streets.
Okay.
Believe it.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, I just had to call, man, and
I'm glad you did. How can we follow your movement, man?
So, if you want to follow my movement, you go on Facebook/Champagne Bang, or I have a music page, which is called the official
okay.
Hurricane Bang music page that has songs from me, Endo Dubsack, Joseph Motley Jr., and Mr. Porter, and various other artists that you can for sure get in tune with. Also, I have mixtapes on thatpiff.com. The first mixtape is called Let's Be Serious. The second mixtape is called I'm All I Got, but it's all you're going to say is All I Got. You're going to see a picture of me, and you would definitely get to see that Black House been doing this for a long time, and I have been a member of Black House for a long time, and we've been doing this.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to let people know that no matter what people say, we are going to continue to move forward and give positive music to the community, which it needs, because I think the community is thirsty for something like this, and it's a new movement that's about to start.
Man, I appreciate that so much. Look forward to continuing the work that we've begun to do together. And just,
thank you very
man,
much.
Shout out to you and your family and the movement that you've been bringing, man. Listen to all these other lyricists that you got in your own camp that you're bringing up in the fam. So just a shout out to you, man.
no problem at all, man. And I'm always going to be in tune with the man in the streets, the sheriff.
Appreciate that. All right. Peace, man. Appreciate
right
that.
Now.
That's my man calling in. And, you know, as I prepare to leave, I want to let people know that, you know, on a major level, let's wrap this up as fast as possible. We all know that President Trump, yeah, he said, okay, that you can get out there, you can smack some folks around, police officers, this, that, and other. Don't put them in the car that gently. If you bump their forehead on, you know, the inside of a door, that's cool. No, that's not cool, because a lot of different police unions, chiefs and others have said, no, wait a minute. We can't be doing that type of stuff. That's brutality. We got to stop it. So with that being said, the health care debate that's coming through, man, if it wasn't for some of what's going on that repeal, attempted repeal on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, all of that type of stuff, do you really think that Cleveland Clinic and CareSource would be bickering the way they are? And if Cleveland Clinic does not accept CareSource, that is going to at least affect a lot of different people in a lot of different areas. So this Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Avenue, that's 15415 Kipling Avenue, what will be happening is there will be a press conference like no other. There'll be a lot of conservatives and Republicans, they're saying, man, we sick of some of this stupid stuff that's going on from the president, the commander-in-chief. They'll be dealing with that at the 44110 area code. Inner-city Republican movement and several other folks will be there to say, hell no, that ain't right. And they're also calling out the chief, Calvin Williams, in Cleveland to step out and say, man, this is the wrong thing to do. I agree. We definitely do not need for any police departments, even in our area, to think that it's all right with what's going on. I want to let people know that on voiceofradio.com, if you choose to, you can definitely tune in on a Tuesday to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. For those who've been on EMAX Radio, when listening in, we appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I had to throw this one on because, you know, we have so many voices with Black House Sounds, including Endo Dub Sax. You know, Black House Sounds makes real Cleveland music. So why wouldn't I throw this one on?
We coming. We coming. What? 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 We coming. 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 I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go, like RBD. I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I'll lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I stop to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming, we coming. We coming, we coming. 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 We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-bar. So if the BD gets immunity or false alibi, I'm a thump from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming, 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 we coming. We coming,
cooking cops,
we coming,
on that
we coming,
you feel
we
me?
Coming.
Hey, I got this reverie turned back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. By acting and needing violence, you put me under the jail. Resist the rest of form of slavery, we living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy, we come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones, disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming, 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 we coming.